Live from KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska House is set to begin debating next week its version of the state operating budget, which spares areas such as education, the university system, Medicaid, and the state ferry system the level of cuts proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. Whatever passes the House will go to the Senate, and differences between the two will have to be hashed out. Top lawmakers have said they want to work with Dunleavy to limit potential vetoes. Dunleavy called for sweeping budget cuts in response to an ongoing deficit currently estimated at $1.6 billion. He also proposed full Alaska Permanent Fund dividends for residents. Lawmakers have been looking at paying a smaller dividend to afford providing more services. The Senate Finance Committee plans to take public testimony on the budget next week. The federal government and governor want Alaska to be the first state to fund Medicaid through a block grant. This means the state would receive a fixed amount of federal money instead of the open-ended commitment under the current approach. It would limit the amount of Medicaid funds coming to Alaska, but allow the state more flexibility in how it operates the program. Dunleavy told President Trump in a letter dated March 1st that top federal Medicaid official Seema Verma has urged Alaska to be the first state to receive Medicaid dollars as a block grant. Dunleavy spokesman Matt Shuckrow says a block grant could allow the state more flexibility in how it spends Medicaid funding.
The overall message here that we sent to the president is that we're open and willing to take flexible measures that can help improve savings and efficiencies within the government.
Shuckrow says the block grant isn't the only change the state is seeking from the federal government. He says it could also seek an increase to the federal share of Medicaid spending in the state. The proposal raised immediate concern with advocates for hospitals and other health care providers. Becky Holtberg is the CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association.
We need to transform care, and block grants just put less money into the existing system. That's not something we want to be first in.
Holtzberg says that depending on the details of the block grant, the concept could conflict with legal requirements about who receives Medicaid and what health care they're entitled to. What happens in Alaska could draw national interest. Cindy Mann is a lawyer who works with states on Medicaid issues. She was the federal director for Medicaid in President Barack Obama's administration. She says states benefit from the federal commitment to share Medicaid expenses, even when they're higher than expected.
The state would lose that flexibility under a block grant. If it hit the cap and costs were going up, or enrollment were going up, the state would have to cut at that point.
State Medicaid officials have said some of the Medicaid spending reductions may not occur for another year or more. Five House members who chair committees have urged the state's chief procurement officer to halt the state's contract with WellPath to operate the Alaska Psychiatric Institute. In a letter, the lawmakers say the State Department of Health and Social Services should seek a competitive contract to operate the facility. House Health and Social Services Committee co-chairwoman Ivy Sponholz co-wrote the letter. She says the department didn't provide enough information to Chief Procurement Officer Jason Souza for him to be able to adequately review the contract.
The department did not properly educate or inform our state's chief procurement officer about the scope of this contract, the other alternatives that were available, and about the potential risks associated with awarding this contract.
WellPath critics say the company has had too many health and safety violations across the country and note it's been sued 1,400 times. Souza said on Tuesday in a joint committee meeting that he would have sought more information if the department had told him about the lawsuits.
The evidence presented to me described the awarded vendor as the only vendor capable of performing these services.
WellPath Divisional President Jeremy Barr said in a statement that more than 90% of the lawsuits were dismissed. Barr said the company is making improvements at API, including hiring 4 new psychiatrists. The state hired WellPath in February after the federal government said it planned to revoke API certification. This could have forced the hospital to close. Providence Hospital has expressed interest in operating API, but department leaders say Providence wasn't in as good a position as WellPath to take over in February. The state is scheduled to decide whether to keep WellPath for the rest of its contract by June 15th. The state must study the feasibility of privatizing API under its union contract before permanently privatizing the hospital. How do adversaries become allies? For Juneau Professor Saul Neely and retired Police Lieutenant Chris Sell, it wasn't easy. The two clashed profoundly over criminal justice. The lieutenant, a boots-on-the-ground, tough-on-crime pragmatist. The professor, a justice reform educator and idealist. They recently sat down with KTOO's Scott Burton for a conversation explaining how they found agreement on this contentious issue.
Saul Neely recently wrote a long post on Facebook about now-retired Juneau Police Lieutenant Chris Sell. Here's one of the meatier sections.
We clashed severely. I couldn't stand her and she couldn't stand me. She was tough on crime and didn't have any patience for somebody like me. Absolutely every time we met, I would shake with some blend of anger and frustration.
Neely is a professor of English and philosophy at the University of Alaska Southeast. And Lieutenant Sell, she wasn't a fan of his either.
And as I was exposed to more of the science and had to spend what felt like countless hours with irritating people like Saul Neely, who as a philosophy professor is kind of at the different end of the spectrum from the pragmatic way I'm trying to address things.
That pragmatic way often meant sending people to prison as the solution to public safety. But over her 20 years on the force, she started to question that approach.
I was arresting the same people over and over again. I was arresting members of the same family through generations.
In Alaska, close to two-thirds of formerly incarcerated people commit additional crimes that often lead back to jail. Each time Lieutenant Sell's arrestees went back, they lost more of their lives, like their home, their family.
And by the fifth or sixth arrest, they're living in a moldy camper or a car in Juneau.
Sell began to suspect that some of these individuals suffered from underlying issues like untreated addiction and mental illness. She became more interested in alternative pathways like more treatment, education, and community support, ideas she was hearing from people like Saul Neely.
He just keeps working away at people like you know, glacier wearing away mountains. He just is relentless and hopeful, and he keeps showing up.
The professor says the learning went both ways. From Sell, he learned about what it was like for police officers on the streets, like how people can get increasingly violent with each arrest, and how that violence could affect officers and other community members.
We were both working in trenches, but from different kinds of trenches, you know?
But over the years, they've come to see they're in the same trench with a shared vision. They both say criminal justice is too complicated to have a simple solution, and they both call for a community approach. But getting the community involved and to agree on solutions will be challenging. Sell's been retired for over a year now, but she has hope.
I think if there's any town that can have a respectful discourse about this, it's Juneau.
Yeah, it's awesome.
At the end of the conversation, the two smile and take a selfie together. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.
Alaska Power and Telephone is encouraging customers throughout Southeast to buy electric vehicles. APNT serves Prince of Wales Island, Gustavus, Skagway, and Haines. In those communities, the company has launched an incentive program providing $1,000 credits to customers' utility bills if they purchase an electric vehicle. The incentive program started April 4th and runs through the end of 2020. And finally, former Alaska Governor Bill Walker has a new gig. Walker has joined the former law firm of Governor Mike Dunleavy's pick for State Attorney General, Kevin Clarkson. The law firm Brenna, Brell, and Clarkson is changing its name to Brenna, Bell, and Walker with the addition of Walker and departure of Clarkson. A release from the Anchorage law firm notes Walker's experience as an attorney handling municipal and oil and gas issues. Walker left office in December. And taking a look at weather, current conditions, 42 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. Weather tonight, showers mainly after 1 a.m., low around 39. Saturday, showers likely mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Sunday, showers likely mainly after 7 a.m.